Africa Report on Sabah al-Muslim.
Time for the Africa Report. Joining us today, we have Mikatikeso Kubai, a researcher at the Institute for Global Dialogue associated with UNISA. He's also a fellow at the Institute for Pan-African Thought and Conversation at the University of UJ and a PhD candidate at UJ. Avid research on power and its dynamics in the international system and specializes in the global political economy of finance. Mr. Kubai, very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you too, my brother. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with Zimbabwe, where the El Nino-linked drought threatens maize production.
Yeah, well, we're back at that again. You know that we haven't, you know, been enjoying the best amount of best share of rain, you know, we could possibly hope for. I know recently, you know, we've witnessed sporadic flash flooding here in the country due to the La Nina effect. But we actually come from a period of El Nino, you know, as well, with, you know, very high and dry temperatures. So not very conducive, you know, for food production, you know, even. And that has essentially seen Zimbabwe import, you know, quite a great deal of maize, you know, from South Africa. So, yeah, it's actually quite bad. It's not only Zimbabwe, Zambia also is facing similar challenges with food security in that regard. So it's a general challenge, you know, right now in SADC. We just don't have water in our region, my brother. It's a challenge. Lots of investment needed in this space, you know, for the long run to avoid dependence, you know, to reduce dependence on rain. We need massive investments, you know, in water supply for our farming.
Now, moving on to another story in Rwanda, the whole saga around the UK-Rwanda asylum plan. Rishi Sunak says we don't want any more prevarication or delay. What's the latest there?
Well, just that. He keeps pushing. He's already moving well ahead of his legislators. His legislators are quite reluctant. They would also be, you know, going for elections, you know, shortly. It's a hot topic. I mean, there are many dimensions, you know, to this. There's the humanitarian, you know, aspect, you know, to it. So if people are not good enough to be in Britain, you know, does that mean that therefore that, they are good enough for Rwanda? You know, and if that is the case, why? You know, if people, you know, leave, for instance, if you have Africans leaving Africa to go to Britain for asylum, for instance, you know, or, you know, other purposes, you know, for the development of their lives, why then return them to Rwanda? You know, and things like that. Many questions, you know, about the ethics, you know, the morality, and the cost. Involved in that process, and it remains to be seen who actually gets sent to Rwanda. If, for instance, you know, Polish immigrants, you know, that, you know, flock to the UK. In fact, many actually are European immigrants are currently manning even public services, for instance, in the UK. It would be interesting to see if any of those, you know, will be sent to Rwanda, or if the Rwanda one is only dedicated to African, you know, migrants. It would be interesting to see. But there's a great reluctance, of course, by some legislators to push through this particular process if they don't agree with it. But the Prime Minister, nonetheless, has already had. He already went ahead, you know, and signed agreements, you know, and organized agreements with Rwanda, you know, prior to you know, the support of full support, you know, of legislators. So it's a matter that they would have to sort out. But he's quite adamant that he's going ahead anyway. And you know, let's see how it emerges. I mean, there are reports about you know, his strength, you know, for instance, in the ahead of the elections, and you know the kind of prime minister that he actually is, whether he actually commands enough influence, you know, in the party. Whether there are many things, you know, going on in the politics of Britain. But what's interesting, what interests me, you know, in this space, however, is what's in it for Rwanda? Why is Rwanda so interested in this? You know, why is Rwanda so interested in taking, you know, people that have been rejected, you know, by Britain to bring to Rwanda? What's in it for them? I'm quite interested to learn that from Rwandans.
Finally, then, coming here to South Africa, former President Jacob Zuma has turned on his allies in the ANC and become a surprise election foe.
Well, for some in the ANC, this was a long time coming. So, there's no surprise there at all. It was a long time coming. He, you know, had been, you know, facing quite a barrage, you know, of legal issues. The ANC seemed, you know, to be his shield, you know, as it was when he was president, when he was at the helm. And, you know, it was, you know, almost inevitable, you know, that, you know, the factions, you know, the remnants of the factions that he led in the ANC when he was in power, you know, would come together, gather, you know, and create a vehicle, you know, for the same purposes essentially that, you know, the ANC served when he was at the helm. So it's not a surprise, you know, at all. But whether or not, of course, you know, he commands that kind of, you know, support, you know, enough to really, you know, topple, you know, or change anything, remains to be seen. But, you know, from the optics, you know, you know, it's quite clear that the bulk of, you know, his support, you know, is what his party support is in KZN. Very, very hardly noticeable anywhere else. His support in KZN might maybe win him a couple of seats, you know, in the KZN legislature, you know, as from the looks of things. And it actually also might not. Remember, it's a highly contested space, you know, KZN. You still have a strong IFP. You also still have a very strong ANC there as well. You know, so the ANC hasn't exactly lost strength, you know, per se. I mean, you're having a lot of polls, you know, that keep saying this, that, and the other, having samples, you know, but 1,000, a little over 1,000 people, you know, tell you, you know, what the electoral outcomes are going to be. The ANC actually was quite a large amount of support. So it would be interesting to see the extent, you know, to which, you know, the MK party will impact the body policy. Remains to be seen. Yeah. But it was long time coming, you know, according to many, it was expected. No one is surprised.
All right, Mr. Kubai, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, my brother.